UT is off. The Longhorns, they have 2 bye weeks this year.
Yeah, they had one before the Oklahoma game. Now they got one before the Florida game, because next week their Florida game's in Austin.
But SMU is back in action. Pony up.
That's right. Hey, guys, if you haven't noticed, they're pretty good.
They are number 20 in the country, and they're playing number 18 Pitt on the road tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. That'll be a good one. Cowboys, meanwhile, it's Sunday in Hotlanta against the Falcons. Let's bring in Bonnie Jill Laughlin with us right now, our Cowboys expert, and let's talk about this game. Bonnie Jill, good morning.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
We're doing great. Dak says this is a must-win game. That's kind of a Captain Obvious sort of statement there. Hard to argue.
Yeah, I laugh when you say that, because every week has been a must-win, and we just don't seem to win.
That's true.
It's a little frustrating. With this team, though, it's like we just still haven't figured out the identity. There's also so many injuries that play into this big time, but this weekend is a must-win, and it is a win that they can actually achieve. This is a Kirk Cousins, who's a stationary quarterback, so if we can add a little bit of pressure to him, that will be huge. If we can establish the run, stop the run, all the stuff we haven't done, we can execute that and kind of capitalize on some of the weaknesses in Atlanta. We can win this ball game, but we just don't know what team's going to show up.
You know, I know that Mike McCarthy and said that the team was frustrated. We saw that with Trayvon Diggs getting frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I think you were there when it seems like the team has calmed down a little bit. Trayvon had that I'm sorry, bro moment with Mike Leslie and gave him a can of nuts.
D's nuts.
Is the team focused, do you think, going into this game, or is still that frustration bubbling under?
I think they are focused. I have noticed that the week before they seemed really relaxed with good energy before the Niners game. As we saw, they didn't get the W, but however, I did like to see how relentless they were in coming back in the fourth quarter. A little too late, though. But yes, I think they are focused. They do know that this is halfway through the season. For them to be able to get into the playoffs, I don't think they're going to win the division, but if they want to get a wild card spot, they have to win these games. Because if you look at the future of the schedule, it's a really tough schedule, y'all. So they're going to have to game by game, but this is a game they can win, and they definitely have to do this in Atlanta.
So given what they've got coming, you talked about the schedule and the fact that Washington is playing well this year, the Eagles are getting hot. Is this thing over at 3-5? If they lose Sunday,
they have to at least go 3-5 into this schedule coming up. But it's going to be tough. They need to at least get to 500. And like you said, Jaden Daniels with the Commanders is just unreal. So that's, I hate to say it, but that's 2 L's. Then you go with Eagles, and we remind y'all, we haven't played either of these teams, so that's another 2 L's.
All right.
Play the Giants on Thanksgiving. That's a W. But, and then you play the Texans. It's just, it doesn't get any better. So that's why I said game by game. But I'm hoping with getting a W under their belt, get some confidence and get some momentum and get this rhythm and kind of get these cylinders all on track. But like I said, we need them to execute, and we'll see if they can get it done this Sunday.
All right. And we need to mention this, Bonnie Jill. We didn't talk last. I know this is a little bit old, but we didn't get a chance to talk with you last week. I remember once when I was a teenager, Mom caught me with a Playboy magazine, and I told her that I bought it for the articles.
For the articles.
I like to read the articles, which was a lie. But
you should have seen when I said, hey, Mike, look up Bonnie Jill and in the Playboy. He's like, oh, can I do this at work?
I said, yeah, don't worry about it. It's an interview.
And that's why I laughed, because I put that in. You saw that in the text. It's like, everyone who reads it for the article,
right.
Here we go.
It's an interview.
Because it was for Playboy Sports, and it was great. It's, you know, this article that they've been doing a lot of sportscasters. They even did Travis Kelce. They've done a lot of different, you know, celebrities and so forth. So I was like, you know what? This will be a fun article. So a lot of people first said, wait, where's the link? And I'm like, no, don't get excited. This is just an article.
I want to see a little bit more of you here.
I learned a lot about you. This I never knew. You were a cheerleader for the 49ers? Really?
Yes. I was cheerleader for the Warriors, Niners, and the Cowboys, because I was going back and forth when I was young to California and Texas. And then finally made, you know, the move for good. But, yeah, I went back and forth, and they called me the prime time of the sidelines because I went the same time as Dion from Niners to Cowboys, which is a good thing.
So was your heart torn when you went to San Francisco, saw your old running mate, Jerry Rice?
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. So a lot of the guys, Jerry, Steve, Montana, they were so mad at me when I went over to the Cowboys. And my father was, too, as well. So it was funny because I had half the family Cowboys, half the family Niners. And at that time, y'all know the 90s, it was such a big rivalry, which it still is. But it was like I went to the dark side. And then now my dad's okay. He's, friends with the organization, friends with, some of the guys. So he's okay. But him and Charles Haley, they always got along because,
That's right.
Team, so
so tell me this, the 49ers cheerleading squad, what was their name again?
The Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush. That's right.
Yes.
Right,
but
you're right.
They weren't as good as the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Of course
so
not. That's Bush League.
Iconic American sweethearts, right? Exactly. And it's true. It really is. When I see it now, I'm like, oh, gosh, can't believe I cheered. They're just not up to the standards of the DCC.
That's right.
Bonnie, Jill, thanks so much. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
Hopefully at 4-4, we'll talk to her again next week. We'll see.